FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
For the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show, Wednesday, October the 10th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. Got a lot to do today. Going to talk about our power rankings today. Got a little win game Wednesday today. And I want to get into the division races in college football because there's pretty interesting races out there. We'll get to that as this show progresses throughout the day. Obviously, we'll talk about Boston's dramatic 4-3 win over the Yankees last night, clinching the series 3-1. Talk a little bit about that. Talk a little bit about the Tigers having a little community service day yesterday here in football. Clemson golf team, co-champions at a match play event at Jack Nicklaus's Mirfield Village. We can get into that a little bit. And then the basketball trial, the corruption trial. We'll get to that as well. Got some odds on national championship matchups. How much would Alabama be favored over? Clemson and Georgia and Ohio State, we kind of talk about that as the week, each single week progresses as well. Just got a lot to do today. Looking forward to today's show. I'm in a great mood. Now, I look across the way over here, and I'm a little bit worried about the producer, the engineer, who says that really life's not worth doing and the show's not worth doing because the Yankees got beat last night. And so I'm going to bring him on very early because I'm really concerned. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. War 24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, and the guy whose heart, speaking of heart, has sunk after last night and the Yankees being eliminated, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Oh, no, pal. No. What is it over there? You okay? It's going to be okay. It's just a little baseball.
I'm not okay.
It's not like football. It's okay.
I'm not okay.
Really?
It just took a lot out of me last night. They sucked me in. I stayed up too late. I was excited. I said, yes, the Yankees always have a shot with that lineup. They had Judge, Gregorius, and Stanton in the bottom of the ninth. You'll have a shot.
Now, I will tell you this. I'll limit to this. I went to bed 4-1. First, I watched This Is Us last night with my wife, which is better than watching baseball.
No.
Secondly, it is. Secondly, it was 4-1. I was like, man, I got to get to bed. It's getting late. I got to get an early show tomorrow. So I went to bed early. You said I had a very dramatic ninth inning. Walk me through. What happened?
They walked Judge.
Yep.
Gregorius singles into right field.
Love him.
First and second.
Sir D.D.
Stanton strikes out.
Stanton's swing looks terrible.
Stanton looked completely lost. He struck out in 3 pitches.
Yeah.
So that was good. He strikes out. Luke Voit comes up and walks. They pinch run for Luke Voit. Hetcheverria, or whatever his name was, comes in.
What's the score this time?
It's still 4-1 at this point. Okay. Base is loaded. It's 4-1. Neil Walker comes up, and first pitch gets hit in the right foot. They walk in a run. It's 4-2 at this point. Gary Sanchez comes up. Swings wildly at the first pitch. Swings wildly at the second. Eventually battles all the way back to 3-2. And then he connects on one. And this ball goes up, and it's starting to carry towards left field. Yankee Stadium is losing their mind. And he comes up just to the wall, makes the catch. It's 4-3, tags from third, first and second. Okay, we're in business. Keep the line moving.
2 outs.
We're fine. 2 outs now. Gleyber Torres comes up. Battles. Kimbrel is all out of sorts at this point. His slider is nowhere to be found.
He's looking like a stork over there with his arms.
He's
I don't know what that thing is.
Doing stupid scarecrow thing still.
Yeah, scarecrow thing.
He's
yeah.
got pine tar on his hat that he keeps touching. Like it's on TV on his hat. It's stupid. He's sweating all over the place, and he pumps some fastballs in there to Gleyber. Gleyber dribbles one to third base weakly, runs the fastest he's run all season to first base, and Nunez picks it, fires it, gets him. They review it because it is that close, and the review shows he's out by a half snap, and the Yankees lose. Red Sox win the ALDS and go on to the ALCS. And played New York in their locker room while spraying champagne all over the place.
Good for them. We played at Boston. They played here. It's good for them. After the game, Sabathia talked about Angel Hernandez saying he's terrible. He was terrible behind the plate today. He was terrible at first base. It's amazing how he keeps getting umpiring in the playoffs. Was the you think the umpiring was bad last night?
I don't know how he keeps getting umpiring in the playoffs. I don't know how he keeps a job at all, to be honest with you. Obviously, we talked about yesterday. Last night was behind the plate, but the day before... The day before, he was at first base and had 4 calls of his get reviewed. 3 of them were overturned. His strike zone was abysmal last night from both sides. I don't think the Yankees... I know Judge isn't walking 4 straight pitches with another umpire because one of those was a strike. I know on multiple occasions with Sabathia and with all other Yankees pitchers last night, they got calls or didn't get calls that they should or should not have gotten. It just... He wasn't good. He was not good, and it wasn't great for the game, especially in Game 4, such a big series. It was just a really bad look for Major League Baseball.
Let me put it to like break it down to you like this. You don't want to hear this. You won 100 games. Boston had a better season. They're the better team. Congratulations. You move on. You don't have to watch baseball anymore. It's a good season. It's a solid season. You got the future looks good.
Well, to be honest with you, I like baseball, and I love watching the Yankees in the postseason. I would have rather have been preparing to watch them play.
I got it, buddy. Life moves on. Life moves on.
Well, you know what?
It's not Clemson football.
It matters to me. I know you watched This Is Us last night instead of the game.
With my wife.
Well, Kristen was watching something. I was like, honey, we're watching the baseball game. I'm really sorry. Mm. And that's what we did.
No, I like keeping the wife happy around there.
And you know what? I wish we would have just watched what she was watching. Because I sat there after the game ended, and I have Roku, so I had it on the TBS app.
Yeah.
And I sat there long enough to go through the entire pregame, or postgame, and saying, this broadcast has ended, and it was just a blank screen. And I couldn't move. And it was...
Buddy, I'm sorry to hear this. You didn't drown your thing in sorrows, right?
Well, no, because I had to come here and do this show today. And here we are.
Oh, it's okay, pal. I'm worried about you over there. It's gonna be okay.
It's not.
No, it is gonna be okay. Yankees had a good season.
No.
Yeah. Had a good season.
Your starting pitching is abysmal.
How about this text right here? All that money stacked all-star team and complain about umpiring. Come on, man. But do people not realize that the New York Yankees have the 6th highest paid payroll and the 6th biggest payroll, and the Red Sox have the biggest payroll? Do people not realize that? Is that
all this money, stacked all-star team, and complaining about the umpiring? So if you had listened, if you had listened.
Did they not realize that the Red Sox spent $49 more million in the Yankees?
Sure, and that's fine, and that's good. If you would listen, I said there were calls on both sides that were abysmal. It wasn't just the Yankees calls. Literally both sides. And going back to the previous game, when he was at first base, it was calls for both sides. So I'm not complaining on the Yankees' behalf. CeCe mentioned it because he only went three innings and crapped the bed last night and got hit all over the place. So I'm not going to make excuses for him because I think this is the last time we see CeCe in a Yankees uniform, by the way.
It's time.
Well, yeah, this is a one-year deal for him that they brought him back on, and he said he wants to pitch in 2019 and just don't see it being in the Bronx.
No.
So it's...
We have Marlins. Have listen, good Marlins pitchers.
It's cool. Yeah. It's all right. You can kick us Marlins down. It's a good time. Yeah. Really sorry to the guy that doesn't care about this Yankees garbage, but you too. You too is a band, by the way. So it's all right.
You turn. That's fine. I'm just worried about you, buddy.
I'm worried about me too. I'm worried about
what can
too.
I do?
I don't know.
I got a funny story for you. Maybe cheer you up a little bit.
Whatever. It's fine.
There's nothing I can do the whole day. This is how it's going to be the whole day?
I'll figure it out.
Come
eventually.
On, Eeyore.
I'll figure it out eventually.
Life's good. You get married. You got a great fiance. You got kicked your coverage.
It's just, you know, part of being a fan, I guess. You lose every now
and
again.
Yeah, but man, it's okay. It's just a game, pal. It's just a game. It's going to be all right.
Hey,
February 19th, I got you a little munchkin coming in here to the studio.
Very excited to see the little fella.
So. Yeah. Hey, this is a good text right here. The hockey song.
Play the hockey song.
That'll get you in a good mood, right? Some digging, some hockey songs, maybe some golly. That's awesome, man. Little fedora.
Can we do national power rankings early today?
We can do them segment three.
Yeah.
I got segment two I got coming up with you.
I don't even care about segment two.
I'm done. Come on, man. Come on. I'm worried about you.
It was such a brutal loss, man, because they came back and they fought back there.
What was harder, the 16-1 or the 4-3?
4-3.
That's what I told you, man. Remember that?
Yeah. 16-1 was embarrassing.
Yeah.
But in terms of losses, it was so difficult to get up off of the couch last night and walk to bed.
But Red Sox got a good team this year, man. Good for them.
They brought Chris Salen in the eighth. He pitched the eighth inning. Which was a huge, huge thing because he was a scheduled game five starter. And they bring Chris Salen to pitch the eighth inning. You're like, oh, boy. Oh, no.
Would have backfired. Could have backfired,
but it didn't. He was electric.
Notice they didn't bring in David Price. Hey, you know what, though, man? Good for them. Good on them. Great year they had. And Yankees, you know, we'll come back and try to do it again next year because he needs a better pitching next year.
We need a starting pitcher.
Yeah, but that's all right, man.
Yeah.
We'll play a little hockey song. Everything's going to be all right. I'm just worried about you, buddy. I would, JD said, I'd hate to see Zach during a 3-8 Tommy West year. You're a bigger Yankee fan than you are a Clemson football fan, though.
No, I really enjoy my sports teams. And, you know, when they lose or when they're successful, I ride the highs and I dip to the lows as well. And it is what it is. With Clemson football.
I respect that, buddy.
I wasn't with Tommy West, but.
You know what? I respect that. You hurt. You love your team.
I do. And
it's going to be okay.
That's all right.
The future's bright. Got a good nucleus coming back.
Don't tell me in the future today.
Nah, it's okay.
I just need you to get down here in the mud with me. And
embrace, life's too short, buddy.
Embrace the hurt.
Life's too short.
Embrace the hurt.
You got a little off-season to get about it. Life's too short. I got a quick funny story for you. 4:45 this morning.
What's humor anymore?
Come on, man. I can't have it.
4:45 this morning.
I let Marley out.
Is it raining at that point?
Yeah. As soon as I look out the door, though, it's cloudy. Normally, I can like see pretty good if it's not clouds in your backyard and stuff like, you know, get a little moonlight back there, a little starlight back there, whatever. I can kind of see pretty good in my backyard. It's cloudy because it's raining, right? And I look out, and as soon as I let Marley out, I see something kind of waddling in the backyard.
Oh.
And I am about 70% sure it's a skunk.
Did he get sprayed?
Well, he takes off after this little thing, and they go underneath the deck. And I'm screaming, Marley, because I'm thinking I might have to miss work today because I got to get this little fella a bath, and like you can't get it out of him, right? And I hear him running, rustling around, and then I see him chase this thing off. Now, let me be clear. It was dark. It could have been a cat. But it kind of waddled.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a possum, but possums don't really waddle as much like this too. Maybe I see and think, I get him back in and he's smelling his legs and I kind of got him like, it's a little bit of a smell, but it's not like a skunk smell. I don't know if the skunk missed him. I stayed outside a little bit. I went back out afterwards. I didn't smell any skunk smell.
It wasn't a skunk then.
It wasn't a skunk because he wouldn't have missed and I would have been able to smell it in the yard.
Even if he missed, you would have been able to smell it in the yard.
Right. So, don't know what it was, but he got after something at 4:45.
Did he get bit?
Nope. No, he was good. Didn't yelp. No, he's a little tough little fella anyway. I taught him not to, to cry.
Could have been a groundhog.
Could have been a groundhog. But
groundhog's waddle.
Yeah, could have been one.
If it was a cat, he probably would have got clawed.
He pretty much doles out the punishment in the neighborhood. He's not a counterpuncher.
For okay. those of you that don't know, Marley's a tiny little Jack Russell
but,
that runs around.
But like when Doberman Pinschers come to the yard, whatever, he fights them. Toughest little fellow you ever laid eyes on.
Yeah.
Could have been a Wolverine. Could have been a Badger. Could have been a Big Ten mascot. You know? All those things they have up there. Could have been. You don't know. But it wasn't. Anyway, I don't know what it was, but so I wake Meredith up at 4:45 this morning and ask her to smell the dog, and like she's not very happy with me.
Right I'm now. Sure she loved that
because she said if it's a skunk, he's gonna get in the carpet. We gotta just put him out in the garage. You gotta give him a bath. He's got to miss work over a skunk. You don't know me.
I needed Marley to get sprayed by that skunk this morning
just to make it a little better for you.
I needed that just so we didn't have to be here. But I'm gonna get through this show.
Marley could take one for the Yankees. He didn't do it,
dude. Marley. Come on, pal.
Buddy, it's going to be okay.
It's just not.
No, it's going to be okay. Guess
what?
The sun's going to come up Friday.
I doubt it.
It's going to rain till then.
Yeah, it's going to rain. We're not even going to see the sun.
The sun's going to come up Friday. And then you're going to get a really, really, really cool weekend off. You get to go camping with your beautiful fiance. Man, it's going to be great, pal.
We're not. It's raining. We're going to sit in the mud. I'm not sleeping in the
mud. You're going to go to Katichi this weekend then?
Got the dog, can't go to Katichi. Everything's coming up not, Zach.
All right, here's the deal. Let me tell you about Katichi.
Yeah.
CATECHE.com. I'll babysit your dog for you at the house. Our friend's bringing her dog, too, so we have three dogs at the house. We have three-dog night over there. And you take your beautiful bride down to Katichi. CATECHE.com. Here's the deal, my friend. Get in touch with them. You're going to love it. You're going to have this awesome setting down there for you. Great food, little spa treatment for you. You can play some golf down there. Maybe we'll go golf lesson. Let me set you up with Jeff Gotham and a golf lesson. All right? I'll pay for that for you this weekend. And maybe get you fitted for some new irons or something. Get on the body track down there. That's what you need. You see, get on that high-tech body track stuff. So it's going to be okay, buddy. It's the only thing I know to do. It's our very, very good friends at Katichi in Hartwell, Georgia. One of the most beautiful golf courses you'll ever play. Really good prices down there, too, right now. So get away. Clemson's away this weekend. Do like Zach. Go to Katichi this weekend. CATECHE.com. We'll take a break. I think we're going to have a segment, too, with Mr. Zach Orr. I'm not sure yet.
CBS National Radio.
No, buddy. No. Come on. I can't have this. Short break. We'll come back more after this.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
I am Chet, married to Kathy for 27 years and pastor for about 13 years.
I'm Kathy, pastor's wife. I wanted to spend some quality time on earth here until the Lord takes us home with my husband. And that's when I realized we had to do something about our health.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
My husband told me about a program called The Health Air on the radio.
Listening to The Health Air program about getting to the root of the problems just kept coming back to me.
It didn't take long before I realized The Health Air was working. I'm off of four different types of
medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
Over 47 pounds of fat loss. My cholesterol medicine, reflux medicine, and blood pressure medicine, I've cut them all in half.
I've lost 60 inches, almost 25 pounds. The health there just isn't a dietary program. It's a life change.
It's just amazing, the successes and the results from health there. Just unbelievable.
Get your free consultation with the Health Dare today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
Autumn is here and the leaves are falling, so you know winter weather will soon be here. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs heat for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they'll keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play. Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
Subway's new steak collection includes the new Chipotle cheesesteak on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread for a limited time only. To elevate your taste, we are showcasing our popular steak with flavorful builds. The steak and cheese sub, the Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese signature wrap, and the new Chipotle cheesesteak on the new Sunflower Crunch Bread. You can also ask for your favorite sub to be made using the new Sunflower Crunch Bread. At Subway, we're raising the stakes.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the...
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
About our friends at Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. First class Halt in Greenville. They opened up in 2011. Second location now in Anderson off Clemson Boulevard in 2016. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about their service for what they do. Right now, there is a special going on. They check for leaks, in-cabin filter conditions and brake inspections and tire rotation, and check fluids and top it all off and check interior light operations and wiper blade conditions and all this. This special is normally $159.95. Now it's $99.95. They've got a timing belt special. It's one of the most, obviously, as important as anything else. That's normally $799.95. You get $100 off that special right now. You get $10 off Mobil 1 synthetic oil changes, $7 off the Mobil 1 super mobile synthetic oil changes right now. So think about our friends over at Halt, first class Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. Again, located in Greenville and off of Clemson Boulevard over in Anderson. Check out those great specials and tell them you heard about it right here. I think we're going to proceed. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Appreciate it, Mickey. I want to talk a little bit about the world of college football today.
Okay.
A couple of different things that I want to mention. And first and foremost, after we talked to Tony yesterday, of course, they weren't quite sure who was going to start this weekend. And news reported after the show, because we never get any of the breaking stuff, right? It's never something that we can break on the
right.
show. Jake Bentley is expected to start versus the Aggies this weekend. Of course, South Carolina is a 2.5-point dog against Texas A&M at home. You got to start the guy a little more experience, you would think. Is he the best option for South Carolina this weekend against the fighting Jimbo Fishers coming in?
I don't think so.
Is Skarnecki, it was a one-time thing. It's Missouri, right? Missouri's not exactly going to light you up on defense, are they?
No, but let me ask you this. Let's go over scenarios. In a win game Wednesday, a win and loss for each. Bentley and Skarnecki.
Yep.
Let's go with you start Skarnecki. All right?
We start Skarnecki, the senior.
If you win, the reaction is, hey, man, you got a lot of momentum. You're 2-0 now going to the open date. You get Bentley healthy. You can play both quarterbacks moving forward. New blood in the program. Everybody's excited. Agreed?
Agreed.
If you lose with Skarnecki starting, well, Bentley wasn't 100% yet, couldn't protect himself yet. Get an open date, get him healthy. We come back, we're going to try to finish things off. You know what? He went 1-1 as a guy filled in for never played before. Pretty successful stuff. If you start Bentley and win, hey, you know, Skarnecki did a good job holding things off. Bentley's back. He looks healthier, whatever. All three of those scenarios are pretty good right now, right?
Absolutely.
You start Bentley and lose, and it was, wait a minute, Skarnecki looked great last week. He had the momentum train going. The tracks were going down. It was hard to stop that momentum that he had. The offense looked better. He threw it on time. He didn't turn it over. The first time Bentley turns it over, what you're going to say is, Skarnecki didn't turn it over. And that's how they said it to you. You want me to do it again?
One more time.
Skarnecki didn't turn it over.
Sure, as anybody would normally observe.
Right.
Yeah.
Skarnecki didn't throw that key pick six.
I guess the question is there enough pride in Columbia to keep you from making that decision and keep you with the quarterback that you deemed was the best option for you at the beginning of the season?
I would say this. I'd say the coaches know more than we know. And they see practice.
Is that the case with Muschamp?
That he knows more than us.
Mm-hmm.
And a little less evidence of that than it is with Dabo.
Just asking.
A little less evidence. I watch some of his games and go, I don't know if he knows as much.
I'm just asking.
I play PlayStation 4, man. I know. I know when to call timeouts. I don't know. Look, I've seen enough of Jake Bentley. Like, I know what I'm getting with Jake Bentley. I know in a big game, I'm probably going to be disappointed by it. Right?
You know you're going to be disappointed by Jake Bentley.
Jake
Bentley.
In big games, I'm probably going to be disappointed by him.
Jake has had a tendency to get himself a little too riled up for bigger games, and it's cost him in mistakes on the field, namely pick sixes.
Big time bad throws, bad situations.
That being said, he's been in those big games, right? Missouri's not a big game for South Carolina. Their fans obviously didn't think so. There was hardly 60,000 people in the stadium on Saturday. You would expect there to be a couple more for a ranked team for A&M.
It was a bad look. Yeah, but see, Skarnecki, man, okay, let me ask you this. If you're a fan, who do you want to see?
If you're a fan, you probably want to see the guy that just won a football game for you.
He looked good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's Missouri. But I thought he looked good.
Fantastic. So we're saying Skarnecki should start this weekend. Bentley's the mistake.
I'm not saying mistake. Look.
That's what I'm saying.
Werner knows more about football than you and I, the quarterback coach down there.
Werner?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, just for the overall enthusiasm, I think they have a decent crowd over there. First of all, it's a 3:30 game this week. It's not a nooner. You know they're playing their home network this week. SEC Network. Every single game's on the SEC Network. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I think he threw it on time last week. I think he looked like he was having fun last week. I know it wasn't a whole lot of people in the stand because of the weather, but look better to me. It looked crisper.
Mm-hmm.
It looked more decisive.
Mm-hmm.
He threw the ball on time. He looked better to me. Now, again, I didn't see him in practice. So, we'll see.
Okay, we'll cross that bridge when we get
more. Skarnecki didn't throw an interception. Skarnecki,
yes, of course. And then one more thing I want to talk about in college football. And one that I'm very hesitant to do so, but yeah. But I think it's time to go ahead and throw it out there.
You gotta open this can of worms up.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. I know what it is.
It's time to start pushing this Travis for Heisman thing, isn't it?
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say you're going to give me some credit for Tom Herman in Texas.
No, because that's going to blow up in your face by the end of the season. You know that.
Oh, no. Won't happen.
Travis Etienne is fourth in the country in rushing yards right now. He is tied for fourth in the country with touchdowns right now. Everybody above him is group of five. Darrell Henderson's having a monster year for Memphis, by the way. He's leading the nation in rushing and touchdowns at the moment with less carries than Etienne. A couple less carries, only five.
Why is he not in the Heisman race?
Because he's at Memphis, to be honest with you. He maybe should be in the Heisman race. But the way Travis has done it and the league he's done it and the competition he's done it against, is it time, and the school he plays at, of course, is it time to maybe consider him as a legitimate threat to anybody else on that Heisman watch list, maybe outside of Tua at the moment?
I think so. You're starting to see it. You see Vegas now has him as one of the 10 favorites in the thing. I find it interesting. People want to talk about Benny Snell because of Kentucky's start. And I did this in my blog yesterday, and so because there's a tweet out about it. I didn't know about it, so they tweeted out about it. But they compared Benny Snell and Travis Etienne. Benny Snell, 128 carries. Travis Etienne, 83. So Snell has, math, Mickey, 45 more carries. Etienne, 762 yards. Snell, 699. Etienne has 63 more yards on 45 less carries. Etienne, 11 touchdowns. Snell, 8 touchdowns. Etienne has 3 more touchdowns. And yards per carry, Etienne 9.45. Snell, 5.4. Etienne carries it for 4 more yards per carry. Even more interesting than that, Mr. Or 24, Jack Lake Tonto, Orange Hat Eskimo buddy. And Derrick Henry's 2015 campaign, where he won the Heisman Trophy for six games.
Sure.
The last running back to win the Heisman Trophy, right?
Is it? Yeah.
Derrick Henry threw six games, 120 carries, Etienne 83.
How many yards do they have through six games?
Hold on. That right there is 37 more carries for Henry.
Hey, you're crushing the math so far today.
Crushing it. Travis Henry. Through six games, 665 yards in his Heisman year.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, not Travis. Travis Henry's a running back for Tennessee that played with the Titans for us. Derrick Henry, 665 yards. Travis Etienne. Travis, you get that one, Etienne. 762 yards. 97 more rushing yards by Etienne. Derrick Henry, 10 touchdowns through six games. Travis Etienne, 11. Derrick Henry, 5.8 yards per carry. Travis Etienne, 9.45. So... Oh, how about this little text right here, buddy? Can I get you in a good mood right quick?
Yeah.
Text. Feels great to wake up and see the Yankee choke again with the highest payroll.
Why would you do that?
Well, because of this.
First of all, friend, you're wrong.
No. Let me jump.
Are you sure?
Yeah. If the Red Sox payroll is $228 million and the Giants payroll is $205 million and the Dodgers payroll is $199 million and the Cubs payroll is $194 million, and the national payroll is $181 million. And the Yankee payroll is $179 million. Again, let me repeat this. The Yankees, the sixth highest payroll. Boston, the $228 million. The Yankees, $179 million. Then how do they get the highest payroll in baseball? State any bike lane, bro.
It's the lazy excuse and argument now, yeah. Right? And it's fine. It would have flew in the early 2000s, and that's cool. But it's just not the case now. The Yankees have made a conceited and concerted effort to get below the threshold for a tax.
Did you see my
and it's fine.
My response?
Boom. Roasted.
You know that's from? The Office? Mm-hmm. You watch The Office?
I have watched The Office many a time.
You seen the boom roasted one?
Have I seen it? Yes.
Boom roasted. Just making sure. You're ugly, boom roasted. So there. See, it was, you tried though, bro. You tried. You swung and missed. You struck out. You missed the whole fags. Here's the good thing about you, bro. You only missed it by 49 million, and you only missed it by five spots.
You were close, pal.
You really tried. You did almost pretty good, but then you pretty much.
It was close.
Sucks. I know you didn't do very good. Anyway.
It's fine.
Yeah. My Yankee friend in the Bronx said, some dude in Pelham Road stuck in traffic talking smack. Some Braves fan talking smack. Yeah.
That's all right.
I'll tell you, the state need bike lane, bro.
It's okay.
All right. No, ETN deserves a little Heisman talk. Yes.
I was just curious about that. I don't know if I'm presumptuous.
No,
it's okay. He's certainly lived up to the billing so far this year.
It's okay. I want to do national power rankings when we come back. At 7:05 this morning, I want to start talking about other divisions out there. You know, Clemson's off this week, obviously. So I want to look at what's going on across the country in these division races about these championship games and who's going to be playing in them. And, like, in the Coastal, to be honest with you, Mr. Or 24, I've looked at the schedules. I've looked at the records. Still don't have a clue who's going to win that division. We'll talk about the other, you know, the SEC East and West. I think we know on those, but we'll give you an idea what's going on in the Big 12. We'll give you an idea what's going on in the Big 10. Over in that Western Division of the Big Ten, pretty clear it's going to happen in the East, I think. And the Pac-12 out there. So we'll get to some of that coming up. Looking forward to it. You okay, man? Everything okay? I think you feel better over there.
I'm fine. I tell you what I'm not going to be okay with. If we keep getting these pigeons on the text line that want to chirp, 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 chirp all day long about this Yankees-Red Sox
series. Let me explain to you. Most of these people are Braves fans.
Oh, I'm well aware of
they wouldn't know a baseball if it hit them upside the head.
I know it.
Don't let them bring you down.
No, man. They're not going to bring me down, but they're going to get an earful in a second.
Tell them to go to the dentist. You know what I'm saying? Right, get both their teeth clean. Mm-hmm. They'll be okay. Everything's going to be all right with this.
You can go pick them up out the parking lot. They want to.
Limp over here. I mean, they'll limp back. Driving over here from Pelham Road, stuck in traffic, you'll limp back. All right. There you go. There's a laugh out of you.
No laughing today.
I got another laugh out of you
right now. I almost wore our black today.
No. I got another laugh for you today. Will Huss says, bring it, don't sing it. This thing is on, it looks like. It looks like November the 9th. And it looks like it's really, really, really in good shape for you right now. I think he's going to walk your dog personally. But it reminds me to tell you about Trail, TREHEL.com. Trail can help you build your next building. Now, they don't build single-family homes. I'm sorry, if you're looking for building homes, I'm sorry, you got to find a contractor. They don't do that. And they don't build water treatment or dams. They build everything else. And when they do this, here's the things you need to think about. They're going to shepherd you through this process. A lot of people, as a matter of fact, most people only build one building in a lifetime. Now, those that build more use Trail because they know it. They're professionals at it. You know, these professional developers. I've got a friend of mine who's a professional developer who says, I will never use anybody else but Trail. He had to use somebody else one time, said it was miserable, not going to do it anymore. I only use Trail from now on. But for you, if you're only building it one time, let them shepherd you through this process. You don't know a whole lot about it. They know everything about it. You can trust them. I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, that's why 85% of the annual volume comes back because they keep trusting them. And you can trust these folks. So don't be fooled, duped. Don't get in bad relationships. Don't get in any kind of situation to where it's negative. You're behind. You're over budget. You're over your delivery date. Let Trail build it for you. It's going to be so much easier. Single source delivery. One source does all that. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. And Will Huss said, it's on, my friend, like Donkey Kong. You're going down, Mr. Order 24.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Let me give you one piece of advice today, Zach. Do like I do. Just ignore the text line for the most part.
Hey, just like your grandma says.
National Power Rankings. We'll come back right after this.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot. And it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
M&L Retail Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com. Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake. Just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford is offering 2018 F-150s as low as $23,999. You heard me correct. Some new F-150s as low as $23,999. Plus, never any document fees at George Coleman Ford. Trucks do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
After $4,500 in rebates, must finance with Ford.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Are you tired of seeing and doing the same thing every day? Are you ready for a career that's exciting and different? Excel Truck Driver Training is your answer. Truck drivers get to travel and see new things every day. Your office is the open road and you're in charge. Excel offers certified Class A and Class B CDL courses taught by experienced instructors with flexible scheduling that includes days, nights, or weekends. Excel Truck Driver Training, locally owned and operated in Piedmont, 864-844-1961.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Holiday season is approaching, and Black Smokehouse in Seneca is here to hook you up with the best smoked meats, sides, desserts, and beverages for your holiday party, family gathering, work event, or celebration. Take the stress out of planning and call Black Smokehouse. Let them host your party with seating for up to 60 people. Host in-house or get a catering package to go. Call 784-4599 to book your party. Again, that's 784-4599 and online at blacksmokehouse.com. Go Tigers!
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into the day.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horse, 20!
Welcome back. That doesn't get you in good mood, Zacho. I don't know what does, man. Let me clear my throat. Hey, the folks at Reed's Jewelers want to help you out. Reed's Jewelers, the North America's largest family-owned jewelry company in the Haywood Mall. And the one in the Haywood Mall outperforms all others out there. Premier service from Wally Odom and his team. Great selection, great prices. Now, I bought my wife's engagement ring from there. Wally was great. Bottom line is that these people are going to be there for you, help you. They were interesting story in her ring. We tried it on in Charleston, and they moved their shipments from, you know, their inventory ran a little bit, came up to Greenville, and it was the same exact one that we tried on down in Charleston one day. We didn't know that till after we bought that. That's very cool stuff. Look, don't trust anybody else. Go with the team that's been there for over 20 years. Wally Udderman's great team, Reed's Jewelers, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of all. REEDS.com. Hit me with the horns, 20. Let's get a little national power rankings over there. You ready to do this? Get you a little better mood for this? You're going to kill me anyway, so let's do it. You ready?
It's time for the National Power Rankings.
Zach, I got some good news for you, buddy. You want the good news or the bad news?
The better news.
Well, the good news is that every team in my poll this week is ranked.
That's exciting.
Yeah, hadn't always been the case.
How many are tied for 14th, man?
Just four.
Come on, man. Come on.
Now, come on. Colorado is 5-0. NC State is 5-0. South Florida is 5-0, and Cincinnati's 6-0, man. 6-0. Those teams deserve a little recognition in there. Tied for 12th. All the undefeateds that aren't in, well, NC State's Power 5, Colorado's Power 5. But, you know, the lower of the undefeated teams right now. Got to get a little recognition in there, a little street cred for them.
Okay.
Credibility. Who you got number 12?
Number 14?
14. No, 12.
We're not doing top 14 anymore?
No, we do top 12 for national and top 14 for everybody. So it's 12.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm completely right. For number 12, I have Kentucky. Kentucky's going to be at 12.
They got beat.
Kentucky.
They got beat.
Kentucky. Honestly, I still believe in Kentucky.
Really?
I still believe in Kentucky.
You watch them Saturday night?
I still believe in Kentucky.
Their offense is abysmal.
I still believe in Kentucky, and I picked a team. I went with a team, picked a team, left the team there. Kentucky, 12.
All right. I've got Washington at number 11. Still not a big believer in it. Pac-12's not strong. Their loss to Auburn doesn't look as good now that Auburn's falling apart. With that said, I think they win the Pac-12, and the only team out there that has any chance at all, I got Washington at number 12.
I have Washington at number 11.
I mean 11.
Yes.
11, yeah.
I have Washington number 11 as well. They have the one loss in the season. The Pac-12 is gettable for Washington this year, and I will continue to keep them in this top 12 for as long as humanly possible. Washington number 11.
I've got Oklahoma number 10 falling all the way down. Look, the defense has been atrocious. They fire Mike Stoops. Still like Lincoln Riley. Still like their offense. Kyler Murray's been an amazing success. Drop them down to number 10.
Can we go 11 through 1 in the same order? Because I have Oklahoma at 10 as well. You can't fire your defensive coordinator and stay in the top 5 or 6 where I had them in weeks prior. Oklahoma with a tough loss to Texas, but they can come back from this. Oklahoma, number 10.
Yeah, maybe. You're not going to like this one. I've got Penn State, number 9. I don't like the quarterback, Moose Sorley. I don't like him as a person. He's an unbelievable football player. Mm-hmm. He's a tough as a pine nut football player. And it was a close loss, and they really outplayed Ohio State. That's why I still have Penn State, number 9.
I have Texas at number 9. Texas coming off the big win against Oklahoma. You notice a spot ahead of Texas. Unlike the rankings on the national scene where LSU is still ahead of Florida for some reason, when you would beat a team and you have a comparable record, you're going to be ahead of that team. Texas, number 9.
I've got Central Florida at number 8. 5-0 now.
Good pick.
Thank you very much. And they don't just beat teams. They just wallop teams. Nobody really stays close to them. Nobody's been within 20 points of them all year long. I don't know if they will be. They got a big one at Memphis this week, though. Got to set the running back down. This is their lowest percentage of chance to win on the entire year, but Central Florida, number 8.
Central Florida, my number 8 team as well. I would hope that they listen to this show because it's the most recognition they're going to get all season long. They can run the table again, and they will be left out. But
the defending national champion.
Central Florida, number 8.
Texas has beat 3 ranked teams this year.
Texas?
Southern Cal, TCU, and Oklahoma. And quite frankly, the Oklahoma game was close. That's the only one that was close.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, despite that first loss to Maryland, I don't know what they do earlier in the season, why they can't beat Maryland, but Texas is on a roll, and they're going to continue on a roll. Tom Herman's got them back a year early, Texas number 7.
Penn State number 7 for me. I don't like McSorley, but I don't drop them in rankings because of that. I think he's an unbelievable football player. They have the one horrible loss to Ohio State. You hate to see it, but they can rebound for the rest of the season here. Tough stretch coming up. Penn State number 7 right now.
I have West Virginia number 6. West Virginia's going to screw it up at some point in time. It could happen this week at Iowa State. It could happen. Iowa State's coming off a big win against Oklahoma State. They're going to screw it up at some point in time. Maybe with Texas, maybe with Oklahoma State, maybe TCU, maybe Oklahoma. But for the time being, what Will Grier has been able to do, West Virginia number 6.
I do have West Virginia number 6. They could screw it up this weekend. They almost screwed up last weekend. Will Grier threw 3 interceptions last weekend. That's not very Heisman worthy. That's not going to keep your team undefeated for long. But West Virginia at number 6 for now.
You know, if you're Catholic, turn this down for about 15 seconds.
I don't like this.
Notre Dame hadn't beaten anybody.
Oh,
I know,
yes.
They beat 3 ranked teams, just hadn't beaten anybody. I mean, Michigan, not buying them. Ball State, Vanderbilt, Wake Forest. Stanford, starting about not buying them anymore. And then Virginia Tech, only one team still in that's ranked. They won't play another ranked team the rest of the year, I don't believe. The schedule's a joke. It's always a joke. They never play road games. They're always playing neutral site games. Still got Notre Dame number 5.
I have Notre Dame at 5 as well. I believe in this book kid at quarterback. I believe
that
he's able to get the most out of that offense and the people around him. They have enough of a defense to get it done there in Notre Dame. And as you said, that schedule isn't exactly going to strike fear into hearts the rest of the way. Notre Dame at 5 and probably climbing.
I got Ohio State at number 4. Look, pal, Indiana had 400 yards and 22 first downs against Ohio State. They got 322 passing yards against Ohio State. And the game was pretty doggone close there in that Indiana game. Let me make sure I'm right by saying this. I know we're up against a break here, but let me right by saying this. At halftime, 28-20. You know what? Into the fourth quarter, 13 minutes to go. They're only down by 9, 35-26. Ohio State scored a couple late ones in there. Little chippies in there late.
Little chip.
Yeah, Ohio State's got a little bit of issues. I got the Buckeyes at number 4.
I, too, have the Buckeyes at number 4. With the game against Indiana, this is a week-by-week basis. That's why we do it every week, right?
Right, right.
So what we saw last week, we saw them struggle with Indiana. He kind of threw them back a little bit. Last week, I think they were at 2 for me, and now they're at 4, and they'll be there for the foreseeable future. Ohio State, 4.
We got Clemson, number 3.
Ooh.
Tigers, for the most part, it's their best game, I thought. The Georgia Tech game, Wake Forest game, is the best they've looked so far. Still can't ignore some of the other stuff earlier on. Open date this week for NC State. Starting to peak a little bit now. Trevor Lawrence starting to get a little more comfortable, maybe a little bit. Travis Etienne figuring out the offense a little bit. I told you, still going to take him some time. Got Clemson number 3.
I have Georgia at number 3.
Wow.
I have Georgia number 3. Georgia is a team that has all the talent in the world, and they've won each game. When you look at the schedule and the score line, they won each game comfortably, right? It hasn't really been a too much of a battle. They've been in games later than they should have been, but they've managed to find a way to get through every single one of them and put up almost 40 every single game except Tennessee. They've scored 30 against Tennessee. This is a team with all the talent. They can put everything on the field and match with anybody in the country.
Haven't played anybody.
They haven't played too much yet. Georgia number 3.
All right, I've got Georgia number 2. Mainly because nobody's been able to stay close with them so far. The only ranked team to play is South Carolina. We know they're not a ranked team now. But we'll find out this week. Give me 330. Give me Death Valley. Give me Baton Rouge. Then give me a little Florida game. Give me a little at Kentucky. And then give me a little Auburn. I'm going to find out. Give me the next 4 games to find out about Georgia. At this point in time, see how I got number 2.
Clemson number 2. Hot take here. This is a 2, maybe 3-horse race, and one of the top teams in the country is Clemson. We compared them against Alabama for a reason, because they had that much talent, because they have that much potential. This week, some of that was realized with the thrashing of Wake Forest. Enough for me to put them in the number 2 spot for the weekend.
And Alabama number 1. There was a little concern this week with Alabama, though. They didn't look like Alabama. Defensively gave up 405 yards.
There's something
172
there
on the ground.
There is something there, and you would be foolish to think offensive coordinators around the country are not making notes of what they saw this weekend.
We will see. Very good stuff, man. I always enjoyed our national power rankings. Bill and Zeke, hang on. Coming straight back to you when we come back. Hey, I want to talk to you guys out there and talk to you a little bit about what's going on in your over 40 days. If you're over 40 years old now, you're starting to see stuff like your hair maybe falling out. Looks like whatever that was in my backyard, chasing my dog around this morning.
Sure.
Maybe you look at your skin right now and you're kind of looking at some cracked skin now. You look down. My wife says, oh, look at somebody's hands. You know, that's one of those big tellers. Maybe you look at your hands and you go.
The back of your hands or the front of your
back of your hands. The back of your hands. Front of your hands look like calluses because you're a man. Back of your hands look like, you know, smooth and nice skin, not cracked. And then you might have some sort of sexual issues out there, any kind of performance issues out there. Hey, look, go to 4hims.com. I got a great deal for you right now.
I've been looking at me.
Try, yeah, Zach, look at me.